Good afternoon, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat. Coming to you live with a new studio setup. That means I have to mute something. Hold on. I'll be right back.
Watch this as I go over here. There we go. Oh, yeah, that's the way to do it. Too many buttons. Too much internet. Oh, yeah, we're back.
We're back. How do you like that? I spent the day in a car going to and from the west side of Manhattan, bringing all sorts of equipment back to my apartment, and you should see this place. It is absolutely insane. And of course, I was doing all of this while the schedule was being leaked. That's right. The schedule is it's out. I mean, it's not officially out until 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central. Make sure you're checking out the NFL Network's programming and everything they're doing at Packers Digital. Got to keep those people. They got mouths to feed. Make sure you consume their content. But we know the schedule now. It's exciting. Everything is basically out at this point. We already knew, obviously, the Eagles in Brazil week one. After that, we were all very curious. What is going to transpire as far as the 2024 Green Bay Packers regular season schedule? And here it is, folks. That's right. Home opener against the Colts in week two. I'm fine with that. And then at the Titans week three, I got to say that's a mystery. You talk about a matchup that could go a number of different ways. I'm fascinated to see how both those teams look, Packers and the Titans, by week three of this season. Then week four, Packers welcome the Vikings at home. Noon kickoff, two noon kickoffs here early on. Then out west to visit the Rams. I'm sure the Rams are happy to finally get the Packers headed out to California. And then, of course, the showdown with the Cardinals, another noon kick. And then the Texans at noon. That's, again, I said it on the video earlier when I was doing my reaction video, but I was pretty surprised to see Texans-Packers at noon kickoff. I mean, I thought for sure the league would want to feature two of the most exciting young quarterbacks from last season, but apparently not. And then the Packers travel to Jacksonville. And then they host Detroit in a late afternoon window. And then week 10 bye, I got to say, probably the best positioned bye the Packers have had in quite some time. I absolutely love a week 10 bye. And then they travel to the Bears week 11. And then a bit of a gauntlet. You start, hosting the 49ers in a late afternoon game. And then the Dolphins in prime time on Thanksgiving night. And then a week later on a Thursday night in Detroit, taking on the Lions. Then flying out to Seattle for a Sunday night football game, and then hosting the Saints on Monday night football on December 23rd, and then at the Vikings and home, finishing up against Caleb Williams and the Bears. Sounds like 17-0 to me. I mean, I understand why they're pushing for an 18th game, because they're like, these 17 games, the Packers are just going to win them all. So how are you guys feeling? What's going on? Good to see everybody in the comments section. Hope you're all doing well. Cheesehead Joey. What's going on, man? Packers-Texans not being prime time is a crime. No, sir. What is a crime is that the gold package gets all the divisional games at home this year. True story. 2, 5, and 9 number home games. The 2nd, 5th, and 9th home game go to the gold package, and that is all your divisional opponents. That is a crime. Peter Lohr, what's up? How about Doug Gottlieb? That's so random. How about Doug Gottlieb? Going to be the basketball coach at UWGB. I think it makes a world of sense from both party sides. I know people are all like up in arms because he's still going to be doing his radio show, etc. Man, UWGB ain't been on the map in decades. I'm happy to see them shaking something up, trying something new, different, outside the box. Anything and everything should be thrown kitchen sink-wise when it comes to the UWGB men's program. Come on now. Shout out to Doug Gottlieb for taking the gig, and I hope he injects some life into the system. Man, hope it's a good time. JP, thanks for the super chat. Is it going to be weird periodically calling into the head coach of UWGB's radio show? Also, it seems like the mayor's role in schedule leaks is dead. Sir, no. Absolutely not. Kyle Cousineau is the one who filled in the blanks. We had weeks 3, 5, and 10 to go before the schedule was complete, and Kyle Cousineau came out and went blammo. Kyle's the man. And yeah, no, it'll never be weird to call into Doug's show. Nick, how you doing, man? Thanks for being a Carry the G Club member. Happy hump day, buddy. Stinks to see 49ers in week 12, but looking forward to a dope season. Stay gold, random Packer, Bill Hayho. Bill Hayho. Billy Hayho. That's a good one. Jeezy Baby, thanks for the super chat. I appreciate you, Nagler. That is incredibly kind because it has been a day. I tell you what, at the top here, I told you guys I was, it was raining in New York too, so the traffic is terrible. Always when it rains, just gets stupid. Took me forever to get from Astoria to the West Side. And, you know, I pull up in front of the studio and I swear, so there's no parking, of course, which I expected, but there are three other cars already double parked. So I'm like this, I'm just getting in line, right? So I get in line, I double park, put on my hazards. I start the arduous journey up to the studio and back several times, bringing all sorts of computer lights. I got sound cushion things, like actual cushions. I got all sorts of paperwork. I've got just some unwieldy stuff. You know, I'm going up and down, probably about five times. And the fifth time, I get down to the car, you know, and now I'm the last car. All the three cars that had been there previously have all made their way out. And so I'm going in there, and there's this dude. I open the door, you know, to put the last thing I brought down was the computer. And I put the computer in the passenger side, and he goes, "Well, that's very brazen, just leaving that there and not sitting inside with your hazards on." I said, "Well, man, that's New York. I had something to do. I'm only going to be here for a little while, and I'm taking off." "Well, you're the reason traffic's so bad, because people have to get around you." I'm like, "What are you talking about, dude? Like, I'm here for 20 minutes tops. Like, New York's going to be okay." And I was like, "How did you get here?" He's like, "I walked." And he was nicely dressed and everything. And I was like, "So you walked here. That's great. That's good for you. Did you have anything with you bulky that you had to carry or bring from this building that you had?" And he's like, "No, I plan ahead, dog." Like, I didn't plan ahead. Like, it was so kind of striking. I'm like, "You've got to be kidding me right now. Everything going on in the world, and this is your battle that you want to pick." Incredible. I was so incredulous. You know that thing where you drive, like maybe you have that interaction and then you go away. I'm driving away and I'm thinking of all the really nasty shit I could have said, but didn't. I was pretty proud of myself. I got to admit. I was pretty proud. Andrew, how are you, man? Thanks for the super chat. "I just need the Titans game to be at noon so my dad and I can go. Have you heard any credence to the rumor that week two will be on Sunday Night Football? Random Packer Craig Newsome, go Pack Go." I have not heard anything about week two being in prime time. My assumption was going to be that it would be probably a late afternoon window, but I haven't seen anything about kickoff in general, so it's still in play. But we will see at 8 p.m. Eastern tonight. Ryan, thanks for the super chat. "At least they don't have a Christmas game, and I predicted a Thanksgiving game." Yeah, I mean, we got Christmas 2 years in a row, so now the NFL's given the Packers Thanksgiving two years in a row, which is fine. I mean, I'm actually okay with the nighttime Thanksgiving game. You know, got the whole day to eat, take a nap, recharge, get up for the primetime game, you know, and there's football on the whole time. I can live with that. You know what I mean? Like that's doable. You're not going to ruin my holiday. Yeah, I'm down with that. Lambo Leo, what's going on, man? "Things I cannot control: the weather, taxes, and love's contract. Why so many calories spent on this by everyone? Everything will be fine at 1265. It's funny you say this, Lambo Leo, because I am literally doing a video about this as soon as we're done here, because I'm already sick of it. And all we've got is one Adam Schefter report. I'm like, I am not. There is no way I'm spending the summer getting TikTok blow-by-blows about the Packers and Jordan Love's contract negotiations. It'll happen. It'll happen by, most likely, the start of training camp. Done. It's going to be a short video. Brother Love, thanks for being a Care of the G Club member. Appreciate you, man. "I was at the London game, going to the Brazil game, and I'm curious, will this trip down south drastically affect the players week two? Random Packer, Chuck Fusina." Ooh, Fusina's a good pull. That's an interesting question, man. I went to the London game too, and also attending the Brazil game, and it sure seemed like, you know, they were affected a bit coming back from London, but they did have a shorter turnaround for that game against the Jets. Whereas this time around, they'll have a little bit, a couple 24, 48 hours more to reassimilate, get back into the groove, etc. So, yeah, I think it's something they'll monitor, but there's not much you can do, you know, once that schedule comes out. Those are the parameters, and both, you know, you, the coaches, the players, everybody, it's got to roll with it. So, I mean, I got to think they'll look at things they did for that London game and either work off of it, things that they thought were successful when it comes to rest recovery, any kind of attention they may have paid to sleep patterns and things of that nature. But, you know, it's only so much you can do, right? You got to get back, got to play another game. Robin, what's going on, man? Thanks for the super chat. And thanks for being a Care of the G Club member. Appreciate you, man. Rare live one for me. Hope you're well. Looking forward to having you and your dad in my continent. Love for MVP this year. I'm down for love. And yeah, my dad and I are going to be taking off next Wednesday. Hitting up all the hot spots. Barcelona, Ibiza, going, hitting Italy, we're hitting France. We're all over the map, man. It's crazy. I was looking at the itinerary and I'm like, I can't believe, A, I've never been to any of these places, and B, after like the next 2 weeks, I'll have been to all those places. Pretty nuts. Also, Robin, I want to say, I saw you tweeting about soccer. Don't ever stop, man. Don't ever stop. There's not enough, like, just, you know, forget Premier League, just any soccer on my timeline. I need more of it. Appreciate you, brother. Jocelyn, thanks for the super chat. SoFi is only NFL field I want to visit now. Lambeau is checked. Looks so aesthetically pleasing on TV. Contemplating week 5. Random Packer, Jonathan Franklin. Man, Jonathan Franklin. What could have been? Jocelyn, do you think it looks appealing? I think it looks antiseptic. What's nice is that it's easy to get in. You know, you will have no trouble getting tickets. But, yeah, I don't know, man. I feel like it's just kind of soulless. I know most of the new places look that way to me. So I guess I'm just an old man yelling at a cloud. But I don't know. It's not a real history that you're drawn from, obviously. You got shared space and two teams that moved into it. And, yeah, it's a technical marvel. There's no doubt about it. I know the NFL Network has their headquarters there. All the NFL media stuff happens. So, yeah, I guess it's cool in that regard. But for a football game, I don't know. It looks, like I said, looks a little antiseptic for me. Aaron, thanks for the super chat, man. Packers Texans going to be prime time in February. That's right. Random Packer, Daryl Goforth. Terrible name for an O-lineman. Daryl Goforth. I like it. Mike Witt, thanks for the super chat, man. I just want Cigarette Guy to come back for family night. Cheesehead TV live stream. Random Packer, my first favorite Packer, Tim Harris. Oh, Tim Harris is a legend. Absolute legend. Yeah, Cigarette Guy. We need some Cigarette Guy back in our lives. Man, it's just going to be, I just feel that excitement for the first time. The schedule comes out and it's like, oh my gosh, it's set. We're so close. We got to deal with like updates from OTAs and minicamp, and that's fine. But then we're so close to training camp, right? The whole training camp vibe, man. I'm all about that life. Love it. Mimsy, thanks for the super chat, man. Indy noon game, please. Fall tailgating perfection. Yeah, I mean, I said at the top, man, I have grown to really appreciate the nooners. I didn't, when I was a younger man, wasn't a fan. But now I really like it. I like having the game right away and then having the whole day stretch out before you, especially when the Packers are starting to win most of these nooners. So, yeah, I don't know. I understand why people like prime time. I get wanting a national audience, but something about a noon kickoff at Lambeau, it is pretty damn magical. And yes, getting up at like 7 a.m. to tailgate, so good. So, so good. Dennis is here. What's up, Dennis? How are you, man? Gino, go Pack, go. You are darn right, go Pack, go. Soder, now that I have an in for gold package tickets, I'm conflicted. Let's talk about the gold package for a second, shall we? I know that I have been hard on the gold package throughout the years, and much of it is in a teasing manner, right? I love to tease the gold package, but let's make no mistake. It's not like the green package is just suddenly completely amazing and above everything else when it comes to selling tickets or doing the wave on offense. Like, all these things happen with the green package too. So at some point, it's like, you just got to start talking about it. Like, it's just Packers fans doing this stuff. It ain't Milwaukee fans. It ain't gold package fans. It's Packers fans. Like, there's no two ways about it. Like, everyone gave gold package fans all amounts of crap for the Detroit game last year. But, like, yes, it was a lot of blue, and there was a lot of blue at the end because lots of Packers fans left because Packers are getting their ass kicked. But then you fast forward, like, there are other games throughout that year where you can point and see plenty of opposing fans in the stands for green package games. You know, people are selling those tickets. It ain't just Milwaukee fans. Now, I will continue to point out when the gold package is substandard when it comes to the vibes, when it comes to the sound, when it comes to the loudness. And I'm not alone. Corey Linsley literally brought it up himself years ago on my podcast. You know, the players can sense it. The players know. And I think the gold package has been better in that regard since Matt came into town, like since about 2019. And he made changes to kind of game day operations and the video boards and trying to involve the fans a little bit more. And I think that has paid dividends. So I just want to put that out there. I know no one will give a shit now. People will still attack me about it, and that's fine. But I just, for the record, wanted to say, most of it is kidding, gold package. And I understand it's not just Milwaukee fans doing this stuff. It's Packers fans. That's all I got to say about that. Ryan, that is well put. The sunroof stadiums suck. That's perfectly stated. I like it. Rick, thanks for the super chat, man. Old news, was Aaron Jones' offer still on the board after we got Jacobs? And if so, I wonder if Jones wishes he waited like 48 hours to make a decision instead of knee-jerk reaction. Rick, I got to admit, I haven't spent a whole lot of time thinking about the TikTok of the first day of free agency since we were in, like, the first day of free agency. From what I remember, the offer was on the table a couple days before free agency started, the legal tampering period. And from my recollection, it was, you know, Rosenhaus and company saying, nah. And that's why the Packers went and did all the work they did over the weekend on Josh Jacobs and made the determination that he was going to be their big target. And then once they got him, they let Jones go. That's from what I remember. But ultimately, man, look, if the Packers had really wanted to keep Aaron Jones, they would have kept him. They wanted to move on. I talked about it then. I'll talk about it now. You know, once it became apparent that they were not going to be able to keep him at their number, they knew they had to move on. And they, you know, they were somewhat proven correct given what his contract is in Minnesota from the reports that are out there. That's not too dissimilar to what they offered. But players very rarely want to take the pay cut from their home team, especially 2 years in a row. That's why I was always kind of surprised when Brian was so adamant, like, absolutely, we're going to have him back. It's like, how are you going to do that? Asking him to take another pay cut for a second year in a row? Always felt a little odd. Ed, thanks for the super chat, man. Came in late and have no idea what you started with, but what I've learned from Bears fans is that having no information should never stop one from having a strong opinion. So damn straight, Aaron, you're right. That was going a long way, Ed, but you got there in the end, and I appreciate you. It's a decent joke. Sia says, Jacobs is a beast. I'm glad we got him. I agree. I think he's one of the more underrated players in the NFL. I think he's just been languishing with a, you know, destitute Raiders team for his majority of his career, and people aren't really aware of how fucking good he is. I'm really thinking, you guys have heard me talk about it, but I think Matt's going to unlock even another level for this guy, especially in the passing game. And I cannot wait to see him in green and gold. Mike Witt, I want Jets Packers Super Bowl for obvious reasons. Oh, you clearly want the dueling press conferences between Joe Douglas and Brian Gutekunst, right? I kid. I mean, that'd be great. I mean, Jets-Packers Super Bowl would be absolutely insane. Could you imagine? Down in New Orleans? We got Aaron Rodgers and company going against his old team in Green Bay. Got a shot for Jordan Love to lead the Packers to victory in a Super Bowl in the house that Brett did. So many narratives, so much fun. It'd be amazing. Oh, what else we got here? Brandy asks, the Packers do less outside stuff with Jacobs. I don't think so. I don't think so. I think they'll do just as much kind of zone, outside zone stuff, simply because it sets up a lot of boot action, sets up a lot of stuff that play action and things of that nature. I do wonder if they'll maybe mix in more power and angle stuff and maybe some even a bit more counter stuff where you're pulling linemen and things like that. But yeah, I don't know. I don't think it'll be a drastic difference. You know, I think Jacobs can run pretty well in his own system, and I don't think they're going to shy away from it. Dennis, thanks so much. Dennis Huber, thanks, man. That's really nice of you. All right, I'm going to have to get going. Cannot thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Please do me a monster favor. Hit like on the video, subscribe to the channel, and then tell your friends, tell your family, Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great night. Go Pack, go.